Hi everyone and welcome to English Digest. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
And today we're taking a look at our translation unit for this month. And we're going to start with the idea of breakfast.
Yum.
Are you one of those people who would kind of skip breakfast in a hurry or do you always make time for it?
No, I do skip breakfast.
Oh, I can't.
So you don't?
I would never skip breakfast.
Really?
I'd get so grumpy.
Even if you're so busy.
I would get up earlier.
Huh.
I'd get up early and make sure I have time. Even if it's just a quick, you know, bowl of cereal, quick piece of toast, something like.
So I do skip breakfast, but I need to have my morning coffee.
Okay. I mean, coffee I can wait till later. I tend to drink tea first in the morning.
Oh, okay. You're a tea guy.
Yeah. Now, the only time I might maybe postpone breakfast is if I knew I was going somewhere to eat breakfast.
Okay.
In which case I might go, okay, I've woken up and I'm kind of hungry and I want something to eat, but I'm supposed to be like, maybe if we're going for brunch, I might go, all right, I'll just have the most basic, just piece of toast so I don't get hungry.
So do you always have three meals a day?
Yes. Yeah, I wouldn't skip one. I don't think it's sensible because I think it leads to snacking.
True.
Okay, so what are some of the great breakfasts you've eaten?
Ooh, some of the great...breakfasts.
Yeah, like what's your ideal breakfast?
I especially love the buffet breakfast in one of the hotels in Kaohsiung.
Okay.
In Canteen.
Okay.
Yeah.
With the Caesars or the other big fancy
Chateau?
One? Maybe.
Chateau?
I can't remember. I know there's a couple of big fancy hotels. I don't, it was a long time since I've stayed in either of them. Probably the best kind of breakfast or brunch I ever ate was in Montreal in Canada, this very nice restaurant. And it wasn't anything different from what you might normally get, you know, French toast, a bit of sort of potato stuff, hash and, you know, the normal things. It's just everything was so good.
Wow.
It was like creme brulee, fancy French toast, not just ordinary French toast.
But to me, it's more about if I can have time to relax and enjoy the meal.
Yeah, we had that. We spent plenty of time in there. But anyway, let's move on to look at the kind of breakfast that is being discussed in part A of our translation unit, which is a single sentence. And the first sentence of this pair is, my first choice for breakfast is usually the classic set of a sandwich and a large iced milk tea.
今天我们要翻译的第一个句子中文是我早餐的首选通常是经典的三明治和大杯冰奶茶的套餐。那这个时态呢我们要用现在简单式描述你的习惯。
So your first choice is the thing, it could be the thing you want the most if you had a completely free choice. It could be just the best choice or the easiest choice under the circumstances. Of course, we'd all love to have a fancy breakfast every morning, but we just don't have time. And if you did have a fancy breakfast every morning, it wouldn't seem so fancy. It's the sort of thing you save
for a Sunday. It's not special anymore.
Yeah, so your first choice is usually, okay, it's breakfast, I've still got to go to work, I've still got to go to school. What's my best way to get a decent bit of food and still feel happy about my choice? It's the thing you need to get you going in the morning. So in my case, it tends to be a bowl of some kind of reasonably healthy breakfast cereal, hopefully that has some kind of fruits or nuts added to it. What about you?
Mine would be an egg, two hash browns, and French toast.
Okay, yeah, that's more of a weekend one for me. I don't have time to eat that in the morning.
But normally I don't have time, so.
Right.
Yeah.
So you could also talk about your first choice of drink or your first choice in a particular restaurant. It's the thing you tend to go for. Like, my first choice in Starbucks is a black coffee, but I'll try the fancier drinks if I'm in the mood.
Okay, so 我们这边说到的就是首选，那就是你最先的选择。我们可以翻译成 first choice 或是 first option， 或者是 top choice 或是 top pick。那另外呢，也可以翻作 go to option。那其中的 go to 它是一个复合形容词哦，指的是呢为了某个目的而必找、必去或必选的。那例句呢，提供给同学们一个 soothing classical music is my go to option for relaxing after a stressful day at work. 经过一天压力大的工作之后呢，舒缓的古典音乐是我放松的首选。所以古典的我们用 classical 来形容，不过经典的早餐，这个经典的我们要用的是 classic。
So a classic set is two or more things that just really well, go well together. The kind of thing that you'd often get like a deal with if you went into a 7-Eleven. You can get this and this together and it's a slightly lower price. It's bundled, you might say. You might think of a hamburger and fries or bacon and eggs, movies and popcorn. It's a familiar pairing, but it's still a very good pairing that people have been putting together and enjoying for many years. Here's another example. The classic breakfast set in Italy is a cappuccino and a pastry.
经典的套餐呢，我们就用到 classic 这个形容词去形容后面的名词 set。那注意哦，不要将这个 classic 经典的和 classical 古典的混淆了。我们刚刚有提醒过哈，那如果是古典音乐，我们就用 classical 来形容 music 这个字。怎么样的古典音乐呢？像是莫扎特啦、贝多芬所写的都是 classical music。
So this person has chosen a sandwich and a large iced milk tea. Now we could ask for more detail, what kind of sandwich, but we have got the detail about the tea. It's got its size. We can use things like large, medium, small, usually to describe size. In Starbucks, they use the Italian names, tall, just for the normal kind of cup, grande, venti,Quattro.
Wow, those are special words.
Yeah, I mean, grande just means big. Venti, quattro is four, because it's like got four shots of espresso. I think venti probably means something. I cannot speak Italian. Of course, clothes have the same sizes, small, medium, large, or extra large. There are also other useful words here. We've got iced milk tea, and then if you go to a drink shop in Taiwan, you've got these small ice, less ice, more ice options, and the sugar options.Some good words to learn of this kind of category is how you want a steak cooked. Rare, medium, medium well, and well done, with rare being the least cooked and well done being kind of overcooked, to be honest. Here's another way we can use this kind of language. I'd like a large popcorn and a medium soda, please.
好，当我们要说呢，我要点大杯的饮料或是冰的饮料，该怎么说呢？描述饮料的形容词是很多的，那我们接下来呢，就按照它描述特质来分类介绍哦。第一个，如果你要讲的是分量，就是小杯啦、中杯、大杯或是特大杯，你可以用 small、medium、large 或者是 extra large 来形容。那如果你要特指温度的话，由冷到热依序是 iced， 那就是有冰块而且冰凉的 cold， 那就是冷的，再来 cool 凉的。还有如果有人要喝这个微温的温度，那是 lukewarm， 那再来如果是温热的是 warm， 最后如果你要烫的那是 hot， 不过这通常是不适合直接入口。
And of course, in Starbucks, you can order an extra hot.
Wow, really?
Yeah,
extra hot.
Yeah, a lot of people order extra hot because if they're in a cold place.
How hot is it?
It's just really, you couldn't drink it. Like everyone, I think people order that if it's a kind of cold day or cold country and they know they're taking the drink back to the office and they still want it to be hot when they get back if it takes them 5 or 10 minutes.So our second sentence looks at the emotional importance of this breakfast, not just like the nutrition or anything or the convenience. It's actually got a memory attached to it. This combination reminds me of how I spent my school days and committed myself to studying hard.
第二个句子的中文是呢，这种搭配啊，让我回想起我如何度过了学生时代，并致力于努力学习，所以这个早餐对他来说是相当重要。那时态呢，我们要用现在简单式描述事实，那动词 remind 它所引导的名词子句，就以过去简单式描述以前发生的事情就可以了。
So we start with a combination, and that word is a bit like the classic set idea. It's a combination is something that's made up of more than two things. They combine, that's the verb form. You might say this movie is a combination of a comedy and a musical.
搭配我们可以用 combination 这个名词，那常见的搭配用法呢，就是像刚刚 Pat 说的例句一样， combination of A and B， 那就是 A 和 B 的搭配。那另外呢，搭配也可以译作 combo 或是 pairing， 那 combo 其实就是 combination 的缩写，属于非正式的用法。那例句给的是呢， for movie night the classic pairing ofPopcorn and soda is everyone's favorite choice. 对于电影之夜来说啊，爆米花和汽水的经典搭配是大家最喜欢的选择。
So this breakfast brings up a memory. We say it reminds the person of something. Tastes and smells actually do that kind of more than the things we see. And, you know, kind of music and sounds can, but tastes and smells really do trigger memories. Some smells that remind me of the UK and my childhood include things like freshly cut grass. The smell of that in the summer makes me think of England. The taste of my parents' homemade bread will always obviously take me back there. And here's another example. The smell of fried chicken reminds me of the time I worked in KFC.
Is that just an example sentence where you did work in KFC?
I've never worked in KFC.
好了，那我们要说，当让某人回想起某件事的时候，可以译作 remind somebody of something. 那另外呢，如果回想起的内容是简单的名词概念，像是上学的时光，好，我们可以说 take or bring somebody back to 后面加上名词，或者是 bring or call 加上名词之后再加上 to mind。 好，那例句呢，提供给同学们， The smell of freshly baked bread always calls to mind memories of my mother's kitchen. 新鲜出炉的面包的味道总是让我想起有关我母亲厨房的回忆。
So here we're using a noun clause instead of just a single word or a phrase as the thing we're being reminded of. And we can use this when we're reminded not just of a single thing or a place or a person, but of a period and all the things we did in that time. And we do this just to open up the description and give us the ability to add more details into a piece of writing. And as you'll see, we can start noun clauses with question words, who, what, how, and so on. You might say, for example, let me tell you about how I nearly missed my plane on my last vacation. The how part is the noun clause, and that's what we're going to tell you about.
好，在我们翻译的句子当中呢， how 开头的这个名词子句，好，也就是 how I spent， 后面再接上 and committed， 再把最后的内容写完，这个就是名词子句了。它是介系词 of 的受词。那注意哦，此处你是不可以改写成 how did I spend， 因为这个是问句的写法。那名词子句的主词动词顺序是疑问词出来之后加上主词加上动词，它的顺序跟问句是完全相反的，因为问句的顺序是疑问词加上 be 动词或是助动词再加上动词以及一个主词。好啦，那例句给的是呢， Eager for a new adventure, my little brother always asks what the plan for the weekend is. 我的弟弟渴望新的冒险，总是问周末有什么计划。
Now, the important thing about this memory is that it makes the speaker or writer remember how hard they worked. They committed themselves to their studies. That means they threw themselves into it and said, I'm going to do this no matter what. No quitting. Here's another way we can use commit. After trying several careers, Luke finally committed himself to becoming a teacher.
致力于点点点，我们可以译作 commit 或是 dedicate oneself to 后面加上名词或是 ving， 或者是呢 throw oneself into 后面加上名词或是 ving。 那注意哦，这些用法都需要受词，所以你是不可以省略反身代名词的，所以刚刚你听到的后面都有加上 oneself。 那另外呢，也可以用被动来表达哦，可以译作 be committed or dedicatedto 后面加上名词或 ving， 那因为 to 是一个介系词，所以你后方不是加上原形，是加上名词或是动名词。 The charity is dedicated to providing aid to those affected by the flood. 该慈善机构致力于为受洪水影响的人提供援助。
Okay, we're going to take a short break right now, and when we come back, we'll be on part B of our translation unit. Stay tuned. Welcome back, everyone. We're on part B of our translation unit, and it's going to start by talking about a documentary, which is, of course, a non-fiction program. It's a TV show, can even be a movie, about something real that's happened. And it could be about a person, it could be a travel documentary about a place, it could be a history one. Do you watch documentaries? Is that something
I watch a lot of documentaries.
Yeah?
I love them so much.
Do you prefer them to like an actual like fictional show?
I think I love them more.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. You prefer to watch about something real.
And I love crime documentary.
Okay. Yeah. Those are pretty fun. A true crime. Yeah. True crime documentary about these famous things that happened is usually pretty fun to watch.
And recently I finished watching one called Bad Surgeon.
Bad Surgeon. Oh, that's just going to give me nightmares about going to the hospital.
Yeah. It's about a very charming doctor, mm-hmm. surgeon, and he lied about his research results, mm-hmm. which led to some of his patients' deaths.
No, I don't think I'll watch that one. I do like historical documentaries. There's some pretty cool ones. There's loads that have been made about things like World War II. I really like one. There was a famous one made about the U.S. Civil War, which was really interesting to watch.
Oh, my God. I'll totally fall asleep.
Yeah, they can be a little dull if you're not into that kind of thing. But there's also some good ones, like a sports documentary can be pretty fun to watch. Really, anything that kind of takes you behind the scenes.
Yes.
Like, I want to go into the sports team's dressing room to see what it's like in there. Or behind. If you watch, like, the DVD extras on movies to things about how this was made, like how the movie was made, is always quite fascinating as well.
So speaking of the sports one, there is one produced by Ryan Reynolds.
Okay, about Wrexham, about the
football
team.
Yeah, about soccer.
He bought.
About football.
Not seen it. I've been sort of keeping a vague eye on what that team's been doing. Now, this documentary we're talking about is about something a little different. It's more about current events and the importance of looking after the planet. The first sentence is, a recent documentary emphasizes the importance of sustainable development by providing expert opinions on the subject.
这句的中文是呢，最近的一部纪录片借由提供有关该主题的专家意见，来强调永续发展的重要性。那时态呢，我们要用现在简单式描述事实。
When we use the word emphasize, we mean giving importance to something and making sure that this is the bit that the audience or the readers pay attention to and remember. You might hear it called the take-home message. Like if they forget everything else you tell them, at least make sure they remember this. Now, you can do this in a lot of different ways. You could do it by repetition, repeating the main idea.You could do it in a sentence by where you put the information in the sentence. You could do it by repetition. You could do it by various tricks of speech or writing. You could do it by repetition. Or if you're online arguing with someone, you can emphasize stuff by using all caps. And of course, you can use repetition.
Now I remember the word repetition.
Yes, that if you forget everything else, remember, repetition is a way to get people to remember important facts.And you could also use emphasize in this way. Daniel wrote his resume in a way that emphasized his experience in leading a team. So he kind of made those bits seem the most important.
当我们要强调某件事情的时候啊，我们可以用动词 emphasize 或者是 highlight。好，这两个你可以去做选择。那我们刚刚讲了很多 emphasize 的用法，那我们也可以来试试看 highlight 放在句子里面该怎么样表示呢？ For example, the latest study highlights how our diet affects our mental health. 最新这项研究强调了我们的饮食是如何影响到心理健康的。
Now, when you emphasize something, that's because it has importance. This is the noun form of important. So the point of this documentary was to show how important a particular thing is. Like, that's what we want people to remember. Just take home this message. Doing this, thinking in this way, is important. It's key. It's really, really something you must do. Here's another way we can use importance. Thanks to COVID-19...Everyone knows about the importance of washing your hands and wearing masks.
重要性它是一个名词啊，我们有三种选择，第一个是 importance， 第二个是 significance， 再来一个是用 critical 去形容 nature， critical nature 也是重要性的意思。那另外呢，中文常说到的认识到点点点的重要性，我们则可以搭配动词 recognize 或是 acknowledge 来说，所以我们可以用 recognize or acknowledge the importance 或者是 significance 或者是 criticalnature of something. 那同时呢，因为重要性的意思就是指事物有多重要，对不对？所以呢，本处你也可以用 how 加上形容词，加上主词，加上动词的名词子句来改写。那你就要会把刚刚我们讲到的名词变成形容词哦。所以你可以说 emphasizes how important, significant, sustainable development is.再用 by 接续下去的内容，所以你会发现哦，原来重要性它的形容词重要的有两种，一个是 important， 一个是 significant。 So for example, through volunteering, Katie recognized how important it is to give back to the community. 透过志工服务， Katie 认识到回馈社区是多重要。
So this documentary is trying to show peopleWhy it's important to have sustainable development. That's the key message. Sustainable development is building new things and developing land in a way that either won't damage the environment or it will contribute and give something back to offset or make up for any damage that has to be done to build this thing. So it covers subjects like using green energy, planting new trees, looking after wildlife, recycling, and more. So for example, if you decide, okay, we need a high-speed rail between town A and town B, that's going to be important for the economy, lots of things, people, and so on, you go, well, how can we make it sustainable? First, we've got to check, are we damaging any important trees or wildlife areas by building this? If we are, maybe we can build it in a different route, or maybe we can get these animals moved to some kind of nature preserve and save them. And then we can use green energy to help this new high-speed rail. And we can plant some new trees around so that we're not damaging the planet by cutting down too many trees. That's the kind of thing we mean with sustainable development. So you might say governments all over the world are trying to include sustainable development in their plans.
永续发展我们可以用两个字来说，一个是形容词 sustainable 去形容后方发展的这个名词，那就是 development， 所以再说一次哦，永续发展就是 sustainable development。
Yeah, like getting energy from sustainable sources means sources of energy that won't affect the planet, so
like solar power,
wind, wave, geothermal and all of those, rather than gas and oilAnd, of course, the use of by in that sentence explains how something is done. The documentary is getting people to understand the importance of it by giving expert opinions. You could do it in other ways. You could actually have popular celebrities talk about it, and maybe people who are fans of those celebrities will pay more attention. But by is just the thing that shows you the means, the way, the method. You might say,The movie introduced this character by having him save someone, which made him seem like a hero.
借由或是透过某方法，我们可以用 by 或是 through 或是 via 加上名词或是 ving， 或者是 by means of 加上名词。所以呢，我们可以说像是这样的句子 ：The reporter gained access to the Hollywood event.By means of his friendship with one of the actors. 记者透过与其中一位演员的交情获得了参加这场好莱坞活动的机会。
So let's move on to the second sentence about this documentary, and it says, viewers are urged to take action, even if it requires changing their daily habits.
这句话的中文是呢，观众被敦促要采取行动，即使这需要改变其日常习惯。那你会发现，时态要用现在简单时描述事实，而且有一个被动态在里面。
If we urge someone to do something, we're trying to convince them to do it. Maybe by talking about all the good things that can result from doing this thing, or convincing them why it's important to do this thing. You could maybe mention bad or negative consequences if they don't do the thing, but the idea is not making threats, it's just saying, look, this is a really good idea, it's really important, you should do it. You might say, for example, I urge you to get travel insurance before you go to Paris. Many people get robbed there.
敦促某人做某事呢，我们可以用 urge somebody to do something。那你要注意哦，用到 urge， 用到敦促，它不是这个负面的去强迫别人，好，它是还是有鼓励的性质在里面。那注意哦，在这边是一个被动态，所以你会看到的是主词出来加上 be 动词加上 urged， 再接上 to 以及一个原形动词。所以例句给的是 The coach urged the basketball team to train harder for the upcoming game。 教练敦促篮球队为即将到来的比赛而更加努力的训练。
So what people are being urged to do is take action. And take action is a phrase that means to do something to meet a particular need, to solve a problem, to change a bad situation, and just generally make a change. It's like doing something. You have to do something by acting. You do it. But when we use take action, we're generally talking about a bigger or more important purpose, like do this to accomplish this important goal. For example, everyone needs to take action to stop bullying in schools.
采取行动，我们可以说 take action。那 action 在这边它是一个不可数名词哦，要特别注意。那另外，如果你要进一步描述采取行动做某事，你要带出后续的动作的话，那要说 take action to do something。So for example, the government must take action to address the crisis of an aging population。政府必须要采取行动解决人口老化的危机。
So normal people can take action by doing more recycling, by finding out more about environmental policies, by maybe demanding that their government do a bit more. And this may require a change of habits. You might go, okay, I need to recycle this stuff in this way instead of just going, I'll just chuck it in with the regular garbage. But that's what it will require if we want to make a difference. Require is a synonym for need. We're talking about something that has to happen, rather than something that doesn't really need to happen. Here's an example sentence. The government requires its citizens to pay income tax.
需要某事物，我们可以用 require 或者是 necessitate 加上名词或是 ving， 或者是 demand 后方直接接上一个名词。那另外呢，中文常说的需要某人去做某事，你可以说 require somebody to do something， 那就是刚刚 Pat 给的句子里面就是用到这个用法。那这边再提供一个例句给同学们哦， Repairing the old bridge demands the investment of a significant amount of money， 修复这座桥需要投入大量的资金。
And that brings us to the end of that sentence and the end of today's unit. Hopefully you've learned some useful phrases and words and sentences and picked up a bit of extra information about the ideas they are trying to communicate. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk to you again soon. For English Digest, I'm Pat.
I'm Elsie.
And we'll see you again.
Bye-bye.